This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Idea. Let's go around the room. Warren Eckstein is spending some time with us, as he does from time to time, helping you with your pets. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen on the on-air experience with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. How many of you think that you would like to spend time, more time, alone?
Well, we just heard from Warren that he doesn't even want to go leave his house. He doesn't want to go on vacation. He doesn't want to go anywhere.
So Warren's kind of a hermit
myself.
No, Warren is a hermit. There's no question about that. I just think that it's spending time alone, not necessarily. We say when we're talking about spending time alone, we usually are saying that we don't want to spend time with other people. But when you spend time alone, is it with your pet? I think more often than not, the case would be if you have a pet, yeah. You'd rather either spend time with a pet, or you find when you're alone, you're not really alone. That was the way it was with Charlotte anyway. And I mean, I felt like I was never alone. I didn't want to be alone. I find myself, when I am alone now, feeling like I am very alone. But when she was
That's
with me...
That's a man thing.
Is it?
Oh, God.
How do...
Women, I think, appreciate their solitude a little
being
more
alone
than men do. Yeah. I mean, ladies, I don't know. Do you agree?
I love being alone.
Me too.
Yeah. But not a lot of people do. I mean, some people are just terrified to be alone, and I never understand those people.
Alone
I guess
themselves.
They don't really like themselves.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love being alone.
Yeah. Well, I have somebody that I've been hanging around with for a while who likes that too. I understand. What about you, Warren? And when you're, does Denise like to be alone?
People annoy me. I like being alone.
Welcome to the pet show. Don't call because I don't like you.
Oh no, you know those. I got to send you guys the T-shirts I had made up that say "None of my friends walk upright." I got to send you some of those T-shirts.
Yes.
But the bottom line is, I really do enjoy being by myself. Let's be realistic. The only time you can be truly yourself is either by yourself or with your pet, because he's not going to rat you out. So the bottom line is, being by yourself, from my perspective, is a good thing. It gives me the opportunity to just think about nothing. And sometimes I really enjoy being bored.
Yeah. I like it when I'm on my tractor by myself. I like that time. To be out and looking at the sky and being thankful for so many different things. And
it's
really
kind of like
me
on the motorcycle. You know, when I take the motorcycle out for a ride, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, you have to be focused because, you know, your motorcycle's dangerous, on a tractor dangerous. So you're focused. Yeah. But at the same time, the stuff that normally bothers you or enters your head kind of dissipates.
Yeah, right. Warren Eckstein for the Pet Show, spending some time with all of us here on the DJV Experience. The Westminster Dog Show apparently isn't happy with just having dogs anymore. The new dog show, or the new look, is going to add cats.
Finally.
So,
people are racist.
So, contrary to what you might think, kittens, cats won't be on a leash. So how do they take care? You used to do the Westminster Dog Show.
And the big cat shows at the Garden, too. For the Today Show, I used to broadcast every year. And the bottom line is there are big cat shows. There's the Tika cat shows, the Cat Fancies Association. Some of the cat shows are as big as dog shows. But putting them together is kind of a neat idea. Now, what they do with cats is basically cats are judged the same way as dogs when it comes to conformation. There's a standard for a breed of cat. This is what a Singapore looks like. This is what a Himalayan should be. And then they have these judges that are really knowledgeable specifically about the breed of cat. They hold them up, which kind of looks abusive, but it's not, to look at their butt, to look at their head, to look at their eyes, and then they determine which one is closest to the standard, no different than they do with the breeds of dogs.
Wow. This year's show is going to feature 2,800 dogs. How do they manage to judge all of them. I wouldn't think there must be all kinds of different circles or arenas or something. How could you do $2,800?
Like, I believe there's like three. I think there's three things going on at one time, and
yeah.
you do it according to the what they do is breed first, and then once the one dog wins, let's say the shepherd wins the shepherd breed, then they put them with the other dogs in the working class or the herding class, and then they pick that one out, and ultimately they get to the best of breed. It's an interesting show, though. It's a bench show, which I'm not a big fan of. A bench
what
show
that
means
mean?
That once the dogs go into the garden, they can't go out. They have to eliminate pee and poop in there. They can't go out for a walk on the street. And where the outdoor shows are a lot more exciting from my perspective because the dogs can walk around and they're not all confined in one space.
Yeah. They have apparently before Meet the Breeds. The cats have been featured in Meet the Breeds, but not Meet and Compete. So that's how do they get along with each other? How do cats get along in the same environment if they're close in with other cats? Are they cat fights?
They usually get along pretty well based on the fact that these cats are really socialized. They're exposed to a lot of people. They're exposed to a lot of other cats. The most fascinating part about going to a dog show or a cat show has nothing to do with the dogs or cats. Just look at the people that are with the dogs and cats. It's absolutely amazing to me. There are times you can't tell them different. They exactly
they look and act
just like their pets. There's no doubt in my mind.
All right, big news this week from the animal kingdom is that squirrels are threats to our national security.
I knew it. They're nuts.
One of the, yes, they are. The biggest threats to the power grid is the problem with squirrels. I think I told the story. It wasn't with you here, was it, Victoria? I think I told it with you. I was there. Yeah, Jennifer made fun of me because I said I was sitting on the toilet. I'm looking out in front of my house, though, Warren. And there are these big trees. They have these huge trees in the front yard. So the squirrels, I'm watching them run around the yard, and then they run up the tree. There's two of them. And they run out on a branch, and they jump from one branch in one tree to another branch in the next tree. And they did that, went down the tree, up the tree. They did it three times. And it was like it was choreographed. And they knew exactly how much distance there was between one branch. It was about 3 or 4 feet to the next branch on the next tree. It was really fascinating to watch. And I wonder how intelligent, what do you know about squirrels? How smart are they?
I know one thing about, the one thing that keeps me up at night is, have you ever seen squirrel poop? I've never seen it. Where do they poop?
No,
millions of squirrels. Where do they poop?
It gets stuck in their tail. You got to know.
Oh, sooner or later, Jennifer. Sooner or later, it's got to give. But I really have never seen it. Squirrels are incredibly bright animals. Look how they've adapted to every part of society. They live in New York City. They live in rural areas, suburban areas.
They're strong, too.
Strong and really, really. I'm a big squirrel fan. I mean, and I love rodents in general, but squirrels in particular are absolutely amazing animals.
Great.
Why are you laughing when I said I love rodents?
Listen, I know. I can just
see
you're
a New Yorker. How can you love rodents?
You know, I got kicked out of my first college because of rodents. Long Island University, CW Post. No, what happened was they were doing a research in a psychological lab on the effects of meth, I forget what it was, some type of drug on the guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And I felt that was abusive. So I released about 1,500 or 1,600 guinea pigs, and I was out of that college field.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Wow.
It happens. You know, things happen. The cage is just open. I don't know how they opened, but opened.
All right, so as far as this study is concerned, when it came to squirrels and problems with a power grid, apparently squirrels have taken out the grid 850 times since the research was started in 2013.
I swear that happens at my house.
Well, I mean, we worry about so cyber many, attacks.
I have so many squirrels in my, because I have an avocado tree and they love them. And I swear they're all over the place. And it sounds like they're kung fu fighting on my roof all the time. It's ridiculous.
Well, here's the question I have for you guys. And this is really an important question. Okay, we're hearing security, government security. We've got to protect this. We've got to protect that. If we can't deal with keeping squirrels out of the grid, we're in a lot of trouble.
Well, now, they cause one out of five outages all around the world, not just in our area, but all around the world, squirrels are a problem for the power grid.
And you can't just put up a sign that says no squirrels allowed.
No,
however, what
not.
You can do, what you can do is if you're in that big grid like that, if you hire a bunch of rescued cats and keep them in the grid, it'll keep the squirrels away.
Chase them around.
And plus, that would be tax deductible at that time as well.
So squirrels, is a squirrel the squirrel the squirrel, or is it like with dogs, we just can't see it? There are different breeds, different kinds of squirrels, or is a squirrel, one squirrel the same as another squirrel?
There are different kinds of squirrels, and you can often tell what the weather is going to be by the color of the squirrel. They say if you see black squirrels, a lot of black squirrels just before the winter time, you can have a really, really harsh winter. I think they're just amazing animals. I think we can learn a lot from watching the survival of squirrels in all different parts of the world.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, I knew that you would find something interesting and important. How many other radio programs are going to be talking about squirrels today and how important they are to society? Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out petshow.com and his line of minerals and vitamins for dogs and cats. He doesn't discriminate. Got two different lines, hugsandkisses.com. 16 past the hour. Thanks, Warren.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only, this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, $2.09 to $2.14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. That killer Putin is at it again. The wife of a prominent critic of Mr. Putin's says that he was poisoned by Putin. He's a... I don't know what this guy, I think he worked for a newspaper or something, but he diagnosed this fellow Vladimir Karamurza. Sounds like a song from the Jane and the Americans. Karamurza, mine. No, you don't know that song?
No.
Anyway, doctors have diagnosed this guy that died of acute poisoning by an undetermined substance. His blood, his hair.
The second time he was poisoned, right?
Yeah, right. They didn't get him the first time, so that...
Those Russians are efficient.
Second time.
Yeah. So anyway, this is... he's not dead, but he's comatose. So at this point, he had... In 2015, he also had the same kind of a problem, but he got out of it. He became sick, and then he got better again. Now he's not going to get better. But his wife says Pukin' Putin did him in, and he's killed other critics... but that's, you know, just is to be expected of that killer Putin, right? And he called, well, he didn't call, sent a note to Fox and to Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
I want an apology out of you.
O'Reilly said he was going to get a food tester.
Well, for the same reason, under the circumstances. So, but isn't it funny how it all has boiled down to this sort of these personalities that are bigger than life? I mean, think about it for a minute. Think about Putin, however you want to pronounce it. But also think about O'Reilly and how, in a way, he's become one of these characters that's bigger than life. Mm-hmm. I mean, his ego certainly is bigger than life, but it just in terms of how he, even though there aren't that, you know, these cable shows don't have those many viewers. Sean Hannity has 3-4 times as many listeners as he does viewers. His radio show is listened to by a lot more people than watch his TV show. But yet, you know, there's the status that they enjoy doesn't come from it. That's why O'Reilly stopped doing the radio show. His radio show is actually not bad. You know, all his tongue-in-cheek stuff about the no-spin zone, he doesn't do anything that doesn't have spin applied. It was just fun the way he did it, and I thought it was actually a pretty good radio show. And then, you know, Hannity does his thing, but he has less than a million people watching that show. And meanwhile, there's about 4 or 5 million people listening to his radio show. I just find it interesting to put those things in perspective. 21 after the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Lorena Zapata, who's listening to our program today down in Colombia. People listen in Puerto Rico, Colombia, Brazil. We've got a lot of Brazilians, actually, who listen to this program. This is the DJV experience. We're on the air and in the musical spotlight here in this hour. We start with Kesha and Mick Fleetwood, who are going. This is an unlikely combo, Victoria. This is Fleetwood, obviously from Fleetwood Mac. Among the people performing on a list of featured speakers. Now, this is not necessarily just a singing gig. This is the Southwest Conference and Festival, which starts March 10th.
Southwest has grown to just unbelievable proportions, and their film festival has really picked up in the last few years, and I think almost their film festival now gets more attention than the music part of it.
So is this another Coachella kind of thing? This has been around longer.
This is in Austin, Texas.
Right. Yeah. All right. So anyway, there are a bunch of people. Lil Wayne is performing. Public Enemy performing. And then there are speakers like Buzz Aldrin, Senator Cory Booker, Julie Louis-Dreyfus is going to be there, Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad, the fellow who started Tinder, Sean Rad, president of Planned Parenthood, Cecil Richards, Seth Rogen, the actor. Wow, this is interesting. I don't find that's very.
Which one is Chris Sacca from Shark Tank? Is he the Mr. Personality guy?
Oh, okay. He's not a ringer. He's a jerk.
Okay.
He's not anything that's. He doesn't help make Shark Tank the show that it is. The regular panelists, the two women, and the black dude whose name I can't remember his last name.
Damon Dash.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. All of them actually are good, but that guy's a zero. And he only is on there when
someone's out.
Robert on the end, whose last name I can never pronounce, isn't there. So, all right. So this would be something to look forward to doing or talking about anyway. Speaking of performers and concerts and appearances and stuff, the new Celebrity Apprentice is coming down to the wire with the Boy George and Matt Eilman left to compete for their favorite charities. This is the finale of this. They'll probably run this this summer, though, don't you think? Didn't it do well in the ratings? Isn't the Celebrity Apprentice doing well in the ratings?
Well, according to Trump, it's terrible, but I think it's actually really good, so yeah. I don't know. I mean, to me, it's tough that it's on Monday nights up against The Bachelor. They should move it back to Sunday nights, which was a lot easier when Trump had it. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of impressive that Boy George is down. He's in the finals.
I thought he was very good at those hats, man.
Yeah.
He looks like a dude. But he's pretty creative. He's clever. He's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's written a song practically in every challenge.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he did write songs.
Yeah. No, he's very clever, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed the whole season. I think it's great.
They're going to... I saw one, but I never watched the old Celebrity. I just wanted to watch Trump say, "You're fired," and we used that audio on the air. That was it. Other than that, I don't think the show had much appeal, frankly. But this one does.
I'm loving Arnold.
Like Arnold.
Yeah,
I do
like he's great. I find him so likable. I'm shocked by that, but yeah.
Yeah. And so Boy George is... So where are we? There's a three-pronged task they have to perform as a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
They have to create an advertising campaign and a hosting party, and then they have to actually do the show. I guess that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Actually, the last February 13th, that's next Monday, will be the last in this series. Caitlyn Jenner is going to be on, apparently, the last show. Is that right?
That's what I've read, but that seems kind of odd. But yeah. Caitlyn Jenner had Boy George on her show on E!, so maybe they're friends now.
Well, one of the things
also,
that
I guess Arnold and Caitlyn Jenner are probably friends.
Yeah. All right. So
they're
here's
like the two
what
Republicans
I find,
in California.
Yeah, right. I find interesting that this year, what they've done, whether it was Arnold's idea or not, is get everybody whose business is being featured to give to the various charities.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was that always a part of it, or was that just this year?
That's kind of always been a part of it,
right?
Depending. Yeah. But the interesting thing is, this season they have much bigger, better companies. Like Warren Buffett was a guest, and Tyra Banks and Jessica Alba. So
I wonder how much of it depends on the host and who he or she. Well, in this case, the two he's Trump is connected to, or Schwarzenegger. I feel like Trump doesn't want to be out Trumped, so the people that he had or the companies that weren't that big. That's an interesting.
That's a good point.
Observation. Yeah, thanks. 28 past the hour.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with a coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only, this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. $2.09 to $2.14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Another half hour of conversation here, the DJV Experience. Doug, Jenna, and Victoria. Kara in our studio in Washington with a focus on Carlos Jimenez. In relation to Jose Jimenez. You know who Carlos Jimenez is, Victoria?
I do not.
Oh, my heavens. He's the mayor of Miami.
Oh.
And he has been the only one so far who has, some people use the term waffle, But I mean, caved, whatever, however he believes it's in the best interest of Miami to do what the president suggested. So he doesn't want to defy authorities. He wants the money from Washington. He cited the executive order by the president threatening to cut off funds for the reason that he has told all of the police and law enforcement people in Miami-Dade to fully cooperate with immigration authorities, custom enforcement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you go back through the history of Miami, last couple, 3 years anyway, they've refused to detain inmates who are in the country illegally and wanted by ICE, i.e. they have been a sanctuary city. There's no real principle involved, but the reason they haven't done it is because the feds haven't fully reimbursed them for the expense of holding on to these people in their jails, et cetera, et cetera.
And then shipping them back, too.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, but he says, nope, I'm going to do exactly what President Trump wants us to do. So he's the only one, though. Man, you look at the rest of the people. Woo! Unga bunga.
I should know this. Is New York City a sanctuary city?
No. I don't believe it. Well, now I shouldn't say
it. I feel like it's sort of on the fence.
Yeah, I think, there have been a lot of statements from Mayor Blah Blasio since the president spoke as to how we are a city of immigrants. It's the same old rap that you get every place else. Yeah, we're all from some sort of immigrant line, but how far back it goes, remains to be seen. It just, it's one of those things that will be part of the shakeout here. Speaking of shaking out, there's a report today about women who are pregnant who use marijuana. All right, hold on. This is
you know I'm not anti-weed by any standards.
Yeah,
but
this is crazy.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Right.
Okay, Stacy is 24. She smoked marijuana, and with her fiance's blessing, she took a few puffs as she was pregnant to quell morning sickness before going to work. She had sciatica. She had all kinds of problems, and as the bigger she got, the more the sciatic problem, and thus the use of marijuana. She would put marijuana oil on her lunch. She would smoke a joint. I didn't smoke a pound of pot when I was pregnant, but I did feel like this would help me somewhat, using street-bought marijuana, even though it was illegal in Florida at the time. A lot of apparently pregnant women, Victoria, particularly younger ones, seem to agree that the marijuana usage when they are pregnant is good for the pain for them. But what in the world are you
marijuana
doing
is great
to
for
the
pain.
Baby, to the fetus?
Did she give birth?
Yes, she did. I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know. I see nothing in here that indicates anything bad happened.
But I feel like Dr. Ken, maybe a month or two ago, talked about a new study where marijuana and pregnancy, you can imagine horrible things are going to happen to your child.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Really bad. So now, in addition to that, in the marijuana world, the folks in many states are trying to, like Massachusetts has enacted not only medical marijuana, but now recreational marijuana is going to be available. And I was in a place yesterday where they were going through the rules and regulations and where the stuff's going to be sold. And so the question is, how much should it be taxed? And I believe there are all kinds of things, 3%, 4%, 7%, 6%, 5%, 12%. The taxes in Colorado, I think, are like at least half. Let's see here. Let me look at Colorado. Sorry, I was wrong. 29% tax in Colorado. Washington is 37%. Oregon 17%. Alaska 25%. So if you pay a dollar for a joint, it's a buck and a quarter. 25 cents goes to the state of Alaska. That kind of stuff. And so that's what they're thinking about doing here in Massachusetts. Is adding it. And I say good. I like the cigarette tax is about the same as what it costs to buy a package of cigarettes, which are nothing but death sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And some people make that argument with marijuana. You're going to get sick sooner or later. So we better tax the money, put it away in a fund so that we can use it to help the people who are going to get sick as they use the stuff. And I don't know, maybe there's an argument for that one way or another, if they really will use it for that purpose. But you know as well as I do, whenever taxes are raised, it's like the lottery. Yep, we're going to use all the money for education.
Right. Oh, I always hear that. Does that actually ever happen?
No, not at all. Never. Anyway.
It's just a giant slush fund.
It's a big scam. Right, exactly.
But, you know, the interesting thing about marijuana, though, cigarettes, and we've heard throughout the years that the cigarette industry knew that this was really bad for people. I mean, they had the science, and they knew, and they hid it, and they marketed it, and said it was good for you, and, you know, and all this. But marijuana has sort of been, people have kind of looked their nose down at it, society and science and medicine and everything, for many, many years. But where are the studies that show how bad it is? Because you would think, you know, no one is on the side of marijuana trying to say, oh, it's great for you. I mean, there are a few advocates.
Well, there are people who say it's good
it's good for pain management, it's for glaucoma and things like that, sure, and, you know, giving it to cancer patients and everything. But it's interesting when people have the debate about, oh, it's just as bad for you as smoking cigarettes. Well, I don't know, is it? And if it was, where's the science that actually shows that? Because they knew that cigarettes were bad right from the beginning.
Yep. There's a new sort of version of marijuana around. Have you heard of Kratom? Kratom. You might want to look that up. Mm-hmm. The DEA is moving toward a ban on this. It's like the new marijuana, promising medical properties in it, but the DEA can't figure out whether it's good or bad. So as usual, it's bad. We don't know anything about it, so we'll ban it. And I honestly confess to only knowing a little bit about it. It supposedly does have some benefits, in the same way that marijuana has benefits for people who are having pain. But the DEA says it has no currently accepted medical use. But a lot of people are experimenting with growing it. In Southeast Asia, for example, it's being used a lot to decrease pain, but it's recreationally being used as well. Kratom. It's not as toxic as marijuana, but yet it has, again, some of the same sorts of things. The U.S. Poison Center says it got 660 calls last year from people who suffered from kratom exposure. I never heard of it before.
No, me either.
Huh?
So, never heard of it.
One wonders. Okay. Mm. Well, still, there we are, boys and girls. You know, we really are up on all the drugs, the best drugs in the world. Find out about here. And speaking of things that are best for you, Super Beets. Super Beets, the super food. You take a shot of this baby, and man, are you going to be so much better off. If you can dream it, you can have it. That's what Walt Disney said. Think about your health. Think about, do you dream about having a perfect body and things that are flowing through it that are feeding every single part of your body? That's what having good blood pressure is all about. That's what opening up your arteries is about. That's what happens with nitric oxide, which is produced more in beets than any other thing that's grown on the planet. Nitric oxide is so important to your body. I bet you didn't even know about nitric oxide before I started talking about it on the air.
I've never heard of it before you talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And yet it's the third most important gas in your body, next to oxygen and carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide.
Dioxide.
Carbon monoxide is what comes out.
That's the bad one.
Yeah, it is.
That's the one that kills you.
Yes. that. Hold your nose when you're in the garage with the car running. So anyway, Super Beets, a great nutrition secret that isn't really so much of a secret anymore. It's a nutritional bonus. It's a benefit. And you are the one who benefits when you call and order. The first offer is to get a 3-month supply, and you get 30 days free with that. So you get 4, pay for 3, 800-655-4183. Find out why Victoria likes this so much, why I like it so much. It's a way for you to energize yourself, get lots of just really, your body, you can feel it waking up. That's really what it is, a body waker-upper. Super Beets. Love it, love it, love it. 800-655-4183. It's a powder. It's a non-GMO beet, grown, cooked, dried, and then powdered. That's what they put in the canister. One scoopful in 4 ounces of water. Send you right into orbit, man. And it's all natural. 800. Look at me. Hey, man. It's really cool. 800-655-4183. Or you can click on DougLikesBeats.com for the special offer that's just for the people who listen to this program. A 30-day supply, free with your order, the first order, and the book Beat the Odds, so you can understand what is going on in your body. Ask your doctor about this. If he doesn't know about the product, you tell him what it is, he'll say, man, get on that. Or ladies, please get on it. 800-655-4183 or click on DougLikesBeats.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People post all sorts of things on social media, from pictures of their children and pets, to advice on favorite restaurants, to comments about politics. But some government officials think that is a threat because people might post comments they find offensive. The founder of Facebook recently told the president of Germany that it would be easy for his website to block all comments critical of the government. If we look through the lens of liberty, we will see that is a very slippery slope. Facebook is a private company and can do what it chooses, but if websites start blocking free speech at the request of governments, one of our most cherished American principles will be in serious danger.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. 46.
After the hour, Victoria and Doug and Kara, with a focus on a couple of names in the news today, Sarah Silverman says the military should overthrow Donald Trump. That kind of speaks for itself. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, she posted in all capital letters on her 10 million, she's got on her Twitter following about 10 million viewers, and she said, once the military is with us and fascists get overthrown, the bad guys go bye-bye. Yeah, right. That would work. Good for you, Sarah, thinking it through. Congratulations. You know what really bugs me? You could say, no, Doug, what really bugs you?
What really bugs you?
Things, the headline of, the pejorative in the headline. Okay, the suggestion, maybe it's because I'm so close to this and I see these things and I think, my God, haven't these people got anything better to do than follow Scott Walker around? The headline reads this morning on the NBC website, Wisconsin governor to headline Christian Cruz. So what? Why is that a news? What's important about that? It's a skewer. You know as well as I do. Those damn Republicans and their conservative Christian. You know, it may be that we all have a problem one way or another with some of this stuff, but you got nothing better to do with your website than focus on that. Come on. Get a life, these people.
And it doesn't seem very newsworthy.
No. You know what is newsworthy, though? The fact that NASA is at it again. Have you seen these pictures that were posted this week of the Rotten Egg Nebula? The real name for it is the Calabash Nebula, but it's got a nickname because of the amount of sulfur. Ever smell a rotten egg?
Ugh, yes.
Ugh. It really, yeah. Like when you light a match, it's that same smell. But the photos today from both NASA and the European Space Agency show this giant star sort of exploding. It's a red giant star, and then it becomes a nebula. It kind of looks like, I was using the reference before to the Aurora Borealis earlier this week with one other thing that I saw. But this is something that actually happened 1,000 years ago, and we're just seeing it now. I mean, think about it. Just kind of come to grips with that. The picture that's being taken is of an event that happened 1,000 years ago, and it's as if it were. I mean, we can't even grasp that, can we?
No.
Think about it. This, the pictures that are coming back are of something that is, and the nebula is 8 trillion miles long. You can't visualize or even imagine that either.
Well, that's what is remarkable to me is how did they even photograph that?
Yeah. Well, they use that Chandra X-ray. Say it again, Doug. The Chandra X-ray Observatory, which produces fabulous things in the so-called invisible universe. Good for them. 10 before the hour.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Better. I'd say that was John Williams. How close am I, Tucker? Even though it's not a... Did Spielberg produce this movie, Hook?
Yeah, he directed it.
Directed. Okay, so this is John Williams, isn't it?
It is. It's John Williams' birthday, 85 years old, Doug.
Isn't it funny how... And I didn't know any of this stuff. You didn't prompt me. You didn't plan this. I just look at one of the business of how these strings sound in the Williams movie. They always sound the same. You can pick out...
Well, I had confidence strings. That when you woke up this morning, you knew the sky was blue.
Yes, the sky is blue. Thank you, Junker. It's actually great.
Oh, you're welcome.
Where I am. All right, so the news is that John Williams, what did you say, 86 today?
85.
God love him.
Here's some of his great scores. Well, most of the Spielberg movies. Raiders of the Lost Ark, E.T. And then he did the score to all the Star Wars movies. And also, maybe his most iconic, although I love the theme, The Hook. I think that's one of his very best.
We just played that, folks, The Hook theme.
I know. Yeah. But maybe his best, the score to Superman.
Yeah, that was moving. Yeah, that was moving.
Great score.
Yeah, it was.
And he also did the score. The score to many of the original disaster films of the early 70s, the Poseidon Adventure, Towering Inferno, and also Earthquake. So yep. It's an amazing career, 85. You know whose birthday is also today, Doug?
No, Chucker.
Ask me.
Whose birthday is today, Chucker?
It's Nick Nolte's birthday, 76, and boy, he's aged well, huh?
He looks every bit of his. Well, that does. That's
I love Nick Nolte, though.
Yeah, smoking and drinking, though, to excess, which is how he's lived his life. You look like that when you're.
Yeah, do you remember in 1976, do you remember when Nick Nolte's claim to fame when he broke into the business on a major TV
miniseries? Rich man, poor man.
Right. Opposite who?
Can see the guy. Isn't that awful?
Peter Strauss. I love Peter Strauss. Yep, that was right. An amazing piece of television in 1976. Coming right at the heels of Roots on ABC. Two great iconic miniseries.
Great Richard Hatch died yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. You know,
he was 81, I think. He wasn't old at all.
No, he was 71.
Oh, 71. He's even
worse. Yeah, he replaced Michael Douglas in an iconic 1970s police show. What was it?
Streets of San Francisco.
Yep, Streets of San Francisco.
With who is the other?
You're on the ball today,
Thank
Doug.
Thank you very much. I've had my medicine already. What's what was the name of the other big star that was in Streets of San Francisco?
Carl Malden.
Television from movies. Carl Malden.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
You know what's funny? Let me just say this about Nick Nolte. He in 1990 he was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Oh, cleaned himself up, looked great opposite Barbra Streisand in that movie that made a lot of money, and he was nominated for Best Actor, lost out to Anthony Hopkins, who won for Silence of the Lambs. But Nolte, The Deep, North Dallas 40, 48 Hours, and a movie called Teachers in 84. I liked him a lot. But
48 Hours and the other one, the sequel to 48 Hours with
another 48 Eddie Hours.
A couple of really great, just very entertaining movies. Very.
Yeah.
That'll shoot him up. But all right, we'll pause for a moment, Chuck, because we got some more movie news coming right up here.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
All right, Victoria is criticizing Chuckers.
I'm insulted.
I'm kind of insulted. He says, what was the phrase you used? This is the movie
senior
news.
Senior citizens movie news?
Thank you. Ryan.
Everybody's always in their 80s. Like, you can't even be mentioned by Chucker unless you're in your 80s.
Really? All right, Chucker, what other movie news do you have about somebody who's under 50?
I got some Zac Efron news. I'm just kidding.
I was actually excited for a second.
Yeah. You know, this is a big surprise that broke last night, Doug. Jack Nicholson coming out of semi-retirement to star in a remake of a German comedy, which has been nominated for Best Foreign Film this year, titled Tony Erman. He's going to co-star opposite Christy Haig. Evidently, Nicholson pitched the idea to the studio because he liked the film that much. This comes as a big surprise because Peter Fonda a few weeks ago said that Nicholson was in permanent retirement. There were rumors about memory loss and so on and so forth. That's really good news, though.
Let me see what's that. Yeah, another old guy.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.